Hello, everyone, and welcome to this episode of the USGS Corecast. I'm Dave Heber. As many of you probably know, there was a magnitude 5.4 earthquake in the greater Los Angeles area today, so I'm here with Mike Blandpete. He's the Associate Coordinator of the USGS Earthquake Hazards Program, and he's going to fill us in on what went on. Thanks for giving us some of your time, Mike.
Glad to be with you.
So where exactly did this earthquake occur, and what were the consequences?
This earthquake occurred in the Chino Hills area of L.A., which is east, maybe 30 miles east of L.A. proper. This is an earthquake of 5.4, as you said, which is enough to cause quite intense shaking in the upper central area and be widely felt, but it would be expected to do relatively little damage. And I think the early news reports that we're seeing are commensurate with that.
Well, that's good news. And how widely was it felt?
It was felt quite widely. We have a website called Did You Feel It? In which citizens who feel the earthquake can fill out a brief web form and contribute to a map that shows the extent of shaking. And we have reports as far away as San Diego, which is a couple of hours' drive. So it's quite widely felt in the area.
Right. And so this site actually allows people to sort of log their experiences.
That's right. Off of our website, earthquake.usgs.gov, there is a link to Did You Feel It? And it's a brief web form, and you indicate your location by zip code and what you experienced in the earthquake, and you contribute to the map, which illustrates the extent of shaking, how strong it was, and how widespread.
Do we know what fault this earthquake occurred on?
So far, we're not sure what fault. The Chino Hills area is laced with thrust faults under the ground, and any one of those could have been responsible for the earthquake. Geologists and seismologists are examining data, such as the locations of aftershocks, right now, and hopefully within fairly short order they'll make a determination of which fault likely hosted the earthquake.
And we've had quite a few aftershocks so far?
Last time I looked, we had about 40 aftershocks in the first hour and a half since the earthquake, and we'll expect to have more. Most of those are quite small, but many of them were felt. The largest so far has been a magnitude 3.8, which is large enough to be fairly widely felt, but not to do any damage.
Okay, and what about the possibility of this earthquake being a precursor to a larger event?
It's possible that any earthquake is going to be followed by one that's larger. That likelihood is modest for any earthquake, and it becomes more modest with time. So the longer we go without a larger earthquake, the better off we are.
Okay. What was the last earthquake of this magnitude in the Los Angeles area?
The Los Angeles area has actually been fairly quiet for the last number of years. Back in 1994, of course, there was the magnitude 6.7 Northridge earthquake, which did quite a serious amount of damage. The earthquake that was closest to this particular place was the Whittier Narrows earthquake of 1987. Whittier Narrows was a magnitude 5.9 compared to 5.4, and a half a magnitude unit is actually a fairly large amount. Whittier Narrows did a considerable amount of damage in the upper central area.
So this November, the USGS and several partners will take part in the Great Shakeout, which will be the largest earthquake preparedness drill in U.S. history and will take place, appropriately enough, in Southern California. Could you talk a little bit about how today's earthquake underscores the importance of a drill like the Shakeout?
Well, everybody in Los Angeles knows that they live in earthquake country, but as years go by, people either forget or other priorities take precedence, and people may not be thinking day-to-day on what steps they can be taking to make themselves and their families safe in the event of earthquakes. The Shakeout is going to be a tremendous exercise. As you say, it's the largest ever. Millions of people would be participating. And this earthquake, if anything, is going to alert people to and remind them that they live with earthquake danger around them, and hopefully increase the number of people who will participate and learn something from the exercise.
So how do people get involved, and where do they go to do that?
There's a terrific website for the Shakeout, and it's shakeout.org, appropriately enough. And that website contains information about the event, about the host of events that are surrounding the exercise. It's an emergency preparedness exercise, but there are innumerable other organizations and groups that are also testing their emergency preparedness as part of it. There is a link on shakeout.org for registering your interest. And almost 2 million people have already filled out their form there to indicate their commitment to taking advantage of this opportunity to make themselves more aware and more safe.
Well, great. Mike, I know you're really busy when these kinds of things happen, so we appreciate your time. And once again, if people want to learn more, that's shakeout.org and earthquake.usgs.gov. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Great. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you for listening to this episode of the USGS Corecast. Corecast is a product of the U.S. Geological Survey, Department of the Interior. Until next time, I'm Dave Hebert. Have a great day.